Voice of Business in Miami.
Okay, everyone, welcome back to Pete Biz Radio. Of course, we're coming to you from Pipeline Workspace in Doral, Florida, the home of World Business Radio Network. And this show is brought to you by Pipeline Workspace, Florida International University's College of Business, and, of course, Jackson Health System. And, my friends, it is sponsored by the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau, Intermediate Touch, Trocillo & Associates, and Best Practices Title. It is my pleasure now to bring to the program, I met her about a year ago, one of the most amazing publications that I have seen in this city in a long, long time. It was introduced to us at Emerge Americas last year. It's called Invest Miami. Last year was 2015, and now they are about to launch Invest Miami 2016. And when you talk about featuring the business leaders, the icons, the thought leaders, the movers and the shakers, and the organizations and institutions they represent, this is the publication that you need to be looking at and reading about, because it says everything about Miami. And it is my pleasure now to bring to the program Abby Malone, Executive Director of Invest Miami. And Abby, welcome. How are you?
I'm very good after such a wonderful intro. Thank you, Pete.
Abby, why don't you share with the listeners, some of them might know about Invest Miami, many of them don't because they might be listening to the show for the first time. What is Invest Miami all about? And then what led you to produce this publication, and why are you doing it?
Thank you. Invest Miami is Miami-Dade's first and only comprehensive report that is about 200 pages in length, and it looks at both in-person interviews with Miami's top VIPs, and it is complemented with our own analysis. So what we do is we're unique in our approach in that we spend approximately 6 months in market, and we speak to over 200 top VIPs from across all sectors and all industries. So everything from real estate and construction to banking and finance, infrastructure, utilities, you name it. And the purpose of having all of these discussions is that when people are looking at Miami and want to come here to invest, start a business, expand their business, they want to hear it from those that are currently operating in market. So that is why we are as comprehensive in our approach. And so the purpose is very much to inform and promote Miami as a place to come into business. However, what we found is that although it's intended for an outside market, the local market has been using us much more than ever anticipated. And I think number one is because there's not any kind of sophisticated information available on the business community like Invest Miami. So we've been able to partner with a lot of local institutions like the Beacon Council for their efforts to promote investments in Miami-Dade, or the Greater Miami Chamber of Commerce, the Coral Gables Chambers of Commerce, the Florida International Banking Association, all who are utilizing our books to help support their mandate, whatever happens to be, whatever industry, but at the end of the day, really making Miami a strong place to be. And that's why Invest Miami was created. That nothing like this existed. So we really wanted to get in there and take a dynamic and growing city like Miami that might be suffering from some international stereotypes, whether this is a place to retire and die or just come to the party. Miami, we know here, is so much more. And I think that is incredibly understated in the global community at large.
We pride ourselves on this show and on this network to talk about the very things that you just shared right now, which is everything and anything that is happening from a business perspective, economic development, investing in Miami, entrepreneurship. So many of the folks that you interviewed last year, and obviously I can't wait for this year's publication, are entrepreneurs.
Yes.
These are folks that started with an idea, a vision, a passion for something, and made it to a reality that in turn have been such an integral part of our economy. And the fact that these institutions, organizations, are feeding the job market here in Miami.
Yes, very much so. And I think that entrepreneurialism is a part of the fiber of Miami's being. And with shows like yours that bring these entrepreneurs on and really talk about what they're doing here and why, we can continue to see further growth there. But I think Miami does stand out in that way that we might not see in other major U.S. cities. And that's what makes Miami so so special. And I think also so nimble, able to change quickly with the global trends in a very unique way. Miami has been international since its conception, and so when the Russian economy is doing poorly, or Latin America suffer from political strife, we react. And I think the nimble entrepreneurs here make that a reality.
Miami is the cruise capital of the world. We all know that, right? However, you just said something that I talk about all the time, and that's why great minds think alike, right? Is Miami is, like I said, it is a cruise capital of the world, but in many ways is totally the opposite of a cruise ship. Miami is a speedboat. Miami is a boat that is moving fast, a boat that can change direction, you know, instantaneously, that can also circle back and then regenerate itself and reboot itself and move forward. A city that is flexible, that does not have a box, okay? And that is why this city has so much energy in it.
Yes.
It's because of that. That is in our DNA.
Yes.
You know, we're not like any other city in the world, and I don't know of any other city in the world that's like Miami. That's why, as our good friend Bill Tauber said, it's so Miami.
Yes. One of the chapters in our 2015 book was called It's So Miami, and touching upon everything that you just said. And I think when you're looking at Miami, we take international to the next level. And one of the, aside from being very welcoming to foreigners, very welcoming to different walks of life, what I think is also particularly interesting is the expansion of our healthcare sector and the ability for healthcare to the research within healthcare to really develop further. We have so many different types of people to look at, and this research is just, in this city, is unlike any other opportunity in other cities. And so with a growing population, and not just a growing older population, but actually a growing younger population, and with the diversity of the people living within it, there will be many more opportunities for our healthcare system and our research system to be strengthening. And that's why one of the panels that we're having at our launch conference is the CEO of UHealth, who is Stephen Altshuler. He's new here to Miami. He's just recently coming from Philadelphia, and I grew up in South Jersey, so I'm particularly happy to have him on our panel. But that's one of the things that we wanted to dive into on our panel, which is going to be on our launch conference, which is going to be on April 14th this year.
I went last year to the event that launched Invest Miami 2015, and I was really impressed at so many different levels. First of all, the event itself, the organization of the event.
Thank
from
you.
And you know, you just, Miami is an events town. There are events going on all the time.
Yes.
Large, medium, small. There are chamber events, there are business groups. I mean, all the time. I don't think there's a day in the year that there isn't something or a multitude of events going on. So I've seen it all. And I was impressed from the get-go upon opening up the elevator and walking in and the check-in. You know, it screamed five class.
It really did, and it really,
I think, amplifies what you're doing with this movement, with this publication. And that is what Miami is in many areas, and in the areas that it's not, it needs to be there.
Yep.
You know, Miami is becoming a more sophisticated, more service-oriented city, and I think that told me a lot. Also, the caliber of the folks that were there at the event.
Yes.
Now, I got to ask you a big question here.
Sure.
In a time, in a market where publications, magazines are becoming, to a certain degree, maybe dinosaurs, where everything is going online, digital, obviously, you know, put one of these out every month.
Sure.
It's an annual book, but I still believe, and what I love about it is it's a reference book. It's a book with information. It's a book that inspires you.
Yes.
It's something that could be at someone's coffee table at their home. All that being said, did you not have some, I wouldn't say doubts, but, you know, can we do this in an age where publications are disappearing as opposed to coming on the scene?
Sure. Good question. And I think one of the best quotes that we have in reviews to really reinforce that this is needed and Best Miami is a very needed product is that Manny Medina, the founder of eMERGE, called us the Bible of South Florida. And so that tells you that this type of product is absolutely essential for the growth of a city like Miami. Now, although you see a lot of print going away and a lot of magazines going out of business, I think that this makes it more competitive to be in the market. Print will never fully die. People need print. We need to read. We need to have information in our hands. And Google's not always the answer. Google is great, but it's not. It should not be your end-all, be-all of any kind of, especially investment decision. And so when you look at Miami, and here's a perfect example, Google Investment Miami, and I'm sure the first 10 pages are just about real estate, which is great, and this is a sign of growth and shows you everything, shows you a one sign of the growth of Miami. But that's not the complete story. And so there's not one place you can go and find everything all in one publication. But we have recognized that this is the digital world, and so we have diversified our portfolio, so to speak, and we have our book that is available online. Most of our readers are actually coming to our members-only area and reading the book online. We also have complimentary content on our website, and then we've just recently expanded into what we are calling Invest Insights, and that's our video platform. We're putting a face and a voice to all things business. Two-minute business shorts on different professionals, like we have McAdam Glynn, the senior VP of Skanska, who's looking at construction and infrastructure projects. We also have Alice Bravo from the Miami Department of Transportation, talking a lot about our transportation issues at the moment, trying to make
what transportation issue? You came here very funny no time this morning, right?
Yes, and I was going the opposite direction, so you'd think that I wouldn't hit anything, but these are growing pains that a
By
city...
By the way, it's after the break, so everybody's back in town, kids are back in school.
Exactly.
And everybody sometimes forgets how to drive, but That's a whole different conversation.
And that's everywhere in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not unique to Miami, but she's definitely talking about making mass transportation more accessible and solving that first mile and last mile problem. So we're really looking at integral departments and people on our Invest Insights platform to expand our already existing large readership.
I am speaking with Abby Malone, Executive Director of Invest Miami, a fabulous publication. It will be an annual publication. We're on the verge of seeing 2016. They're going to be launching that in a couple of weeks. Should be very exciting. I just heard a quote that's interesting from Manny Medina from eMERGE. Invest Miami has become the Bible of South Florida when it comes to business and economic information, what's going on. So very exciting, and I'm glad to have Abby here. I want to let every one of you know that we are coming to you from Pipeline Workspace in Miami. Pipeline is a creatively designed shared workspace with a diverse community of entrepreneurs, startups, independent professionals, and small business teams. Pipeline is membership-based and offers a flexible assortment of private offices, dedicated desks, flexible space, and virtual offices, as well as a cafe, large event space, lounge, technology-enhanced conference rooms, and so much more. Make sure to visit their website, pipelineworkspaces.com. Or call them today at 305-358-1841. Once again, pipelineworkspaces.com, 305-358-1841. Abby, in the time that you did all your research and decided to move forward with this project, which is part of a company that you have called Capital Analytics Associates, correct?
Correct.
What does Capital Analytics do?
We are doing the Invest Series. We will be able to announce some new projects this year.
Okay.
So not at the moment, but very soon.
You're coming here and giving us the breaking news, right?
Yes, breaking
okay.
news.
Okay, okay.
But no city to announce just yet. But yes,
okay,
so 2016, we will be starting a couple new projects on other U.S. markets. And so Capital Analytics is the company that produces the Invest
sure.
Series. Here in Miami, being that Miami was our first place to produce a book, we have been primarily going as Invest Miami, the title of the book, but we are incorporating the Invest Insights platform, our online platform, and this will also be available to the other markets that we cover, to include our launch conference that we host every year at the completion of each and every year's book.
What have you learned in this whole process?
So many things, Pete. So many things. I think, I mean, aside from all the things that you could read from our book and learn within it, the one intangible thing, and maybe something that we don't really write about in our book, is that Miami's business community continually surprises me in such a positive way, that we have some really dynamic young people here who care so much about where Miami is going. And they are welcoming to newcomers in every sense of the word. Newcomers internationally, newcomers, entrepreneurs, new businesses, new ideas. And I think, I've lived in over 12 countries, I've been to over 50, I've been in Miami now for 4 years, and that kind of spirit does not exist everywhere in the world, and that's really special.
That's why we're so Miami.
Yes.
We have a couple of minutes left, Abby, and you mentioned something before, that it's a publication that obviously talks about Miami, all the investing going on here, the business growth, the entrepreneurship, economic development, all the above there. And it is, you know, it is in place to promote Miami and attract investors from all over the world. But you also mentioned the fact that here locally, there is a real keen interest in this publication. And before we wrap it up today, why do you believe, now let's talk to our audience now, why is this publication and the things that you've seen happening here is important to everyone tuning in right now in Miami?
I believe that this gives you a full depth and scope of what it means to do business in Miami. So if you are in real estate, obviously other things matter to you. Where can I get my financing? What are the utilities like? What is the transportation system? How is my employees going to get to, how are my employees going to get to work? This book covers this all, but not just through the eyes of our own writers, our team of experts, but through the people that are currently operating here day in and day out. And we're not just talking about Miami's most flashy companies, the biggest companies. We talk to every type of company because everyone has a unique spin on what it's like doing business here. Everyone has their own challenges and opportunities. And so that is where you can find everything in one place. And so if you're a business person here and you're looking to have better connections, looking to hear the perspective of your counterparts, your colleagues, your competitors, this is the place to go.
Beautiful, beautiful. Abby, so how can the listeners find out more about Invest Miami and just be connected to what's going on?
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, you can go to our website, which is www.capitalanalyticsassociates.com. You can also email us at contact@capitalaa.com. We made that short, so didn't have to put a long tag at the end. And then for information on our launch conference, which is on April 14th at the Intercontinental Hotel, you can either email us for more information using contact@capitalaa.com or go to our website. And then our phone number is 305-777-0971. And before we do sign off, I did also want to mention something on the international front. We've been working with the Miami-Dade government, who is doing a trade mission to China very soon. I do believe this is going to be the next area of foreign direct investment that we see come in. And we have been working with the county on a translated version of Invest Miami into Mandarin. And that was the first language that we translated the book in, not Spanish, not Portuguese, Mandarin. And I think that that is really significant.
Well, you and I are going to talk off air because we have a lot of cool ideas. I think
yes.
Very similar ideas. So we'll do that. Abby, thank you so much for being
thank
here
you,
this
Pete,
morning.
Thank you, Pete, for
having fascinating. Me. Fascinating. Congratulations. I can't wait to
it's always a
to
pleasure
see
to be here.
Invest Miami 2016. Take care.
You too, Pete.
All right. Bye-bye now. Right, that was Abby Malone. She is executive director of Invest Miami. Fascinating publication. Again, I saw for the first time last year when I went to Merge Americas and had my goodie bag, and I pull out this magazine and I go, "Where have you been all my life?" It's just really, really cool. So I congratulate Abby and her whole team. Hey, everybody, don't forget to like my Facebook page.